Okay. Can you hear me? I can hear. Okay. Three days. It took 3 days for our Savior to rise, and it took 3 days to change my life. Chrysalis was wonderful and powerful beyond measure. And throughout the whole weekend, I was reminded through reflection time, group study, praise songs, and agape love, how much God loves me, how much God loves all of us. I tried to prepare my heart for the unpreparable. See, for those of you who have not yet to experience Chrysalis or walk to Emmaus, let me just say, the whole weekend is full of wonderful surprises that are just for you. I can't talk about what I did at Chrysalis because my experience would be different from yours, but I can talk about what I took away from Chrysalis. These wonderful surprises that I received reminded me of how God gives and gives to us unselfishly. Throughout our entire lives, everything that's happened and everything that is to come was planned by the one who knew us before we were conceived. We can try and guess what God has in store for us, but just like I couldn't predict what would happen at Chrysalis, we can't predict what will happen tomorrow. But we must trust in the Lord and have faith in him, for he knows what he is doing. Now that is hard sometimes. See, God is good, but sometimes what happens isn't. See, he does provide a way through life challenges, not from, but through them. We must face the challenges in our lives and find the good out of a no good, horrible situation that life throws at us. The LIFE's test, or also known as life, is hard and scary, wonderful, and hard to predict. But we can get through life's challenges because life is an open book test, and all the answers are in the Bible. God shows us the way through scripture, through people, through music. It's through the challenges we face in our lives that we find ourselves closest to God. Bad things happen. We can't help that. It's when we're at our lowest points in life that we find ourselves on our knees crying out for help. When we're down to nothing, God is up to something. Remember that. Even though it's hard to understand the loss of a job, divorce, or coming to the realization of an addiction, this is when we find ourselves closest to God. We know that we need to say goodbye to our old self and welcome in our new self with open arms. See, God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to keep you that way. Let me repeat that, because that's important for you to know. God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you way too much to keep you that way. And that's an amen right there. These are the moments when we find ourselves broken and lost, not too sure which path to turn on to next. But he knows. See, it's when we finally fully surrender to God that we are finally set free. And that tug of war that we've been having with our old self and our new self is finally over. It was throughout this chrysalis journey that I revisited past and present demons in my life. I reflected on bad things that have happened to me that I feel I didn't deserve. And it was through this chrysalis journey that I finally let my old self die. See, what I realized through this chrysalis journey is for the past couple of years, I have been living in a chrysalis, coming very close many times to completing my transformation into one of God's beautiful butterflies. But it was until this experience that I felt trapped in a silk-spun cocoon, trying to get out and grow into the woman God created me to be. Yahoo's definition of a chrysalis: one, a moth or a butterfly enclosed in a firm case of cocoon. Two, a protected stage of development. I was in a protected stage of development. I wasn't really moving forward in my spiritual development. I was in a standstill, comfortable with where I was, scared to look back, but scared to move ahead. But for the past 7 or 8 months, I found myself drifting from this world and its worldly desires. See, I knew that in order for me to find my place in God's world, I had to let go of this world. Now, I felt like I had to break free from this world to understand my place in God's world. But little did I know that God was preparing me for my coming encounter with Him that would take place at Chrysalis. I thought I was close to God before, but it was during Chrysalis that I inhaled the Spirit and exhaled all the bad. I found myself in front of the cross at a service where I fell on my knees and I surrendered to the Father. And then I got lower down and I surrendered to the Son. And then I fully submitted myself and I surrendered to the Holy Spirit. Trinity, 3 in 1. Took my breath away that weekend. There was a battle going on within myself during Chrysalis. And I found that through worldly temptations that I had gave into and life's challenges that I felt I couldn't face made me lukewarm for the Lord. I wanted to reignite my fire for the Lord, but I wasn't strong enough by myself. But all along, God knew my heart. And he felt the pain that I allowed myself to feel. During this journey, I revisited my childhood, teenhood, and my present trial 20s. And I finally let go and let God. See, I had to reach my breaking point in order to break free. I had to trust the one who knew me before I was even a thought on this earth. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Like I said before, the Lord knows which path we should take. And that path will be revealed to us if we just fully surrender and wait on the Lord. We must trust God. It's easy to say, yeah, I trust God. And I've said that so many times in my life, but not wholeheartedly. We must give it all to Him. And that is not as easy as it sounds. Because a lot of the times, I know I want it my way. But God's ways are so far more better than our ways. God wants all of you, but He'll take what He can get. Remember, no matter what we've done, what we will do, God never stops loving us. All He wants is for His children to come home to Him. He is the only one we can count on. People on this earth, no matter who they are, will fail you. We're human after all. Many of you know the rocky relationship I've had with my earthly father. Now, I have a godsend of a mother, and the angels flew in my stepdad in the nick of time. But a lot of this weekend, I reflected on my relationship with my dad. I've prayed for years for him. I didn't give up, but I wondered why my prayers weren't working. Even though I haven't seen my dad's life change, I've seen my heart change. I'll continue to pray for him, because maybe one day my love for him can lead him to the loving arms of Christ. Now, my heart has been filled with so much love, but I must remember that God's love is greater than all our hearts. And just think how great His love is for us. I mean, greater than all our hearts combined? It's pretty big. Now, that's hard to fathom how great His love is, but it's not hard to fathom what it's like to be loved by God. I'm falling in love with God all over again. And this time it's different. I can't explain it, but I know I've been remade, and the mistakes I made, the regrets I was holding on to, and the problems I faced, all died with my old self. Our ultimate goal in life should be to develop that ultimate, wonderful relationship with Christ. See, we cannot win God's love, but we can change our ways so that God can love us. God's always been there. He'll always be there. He's always loved us, and He always will. when we think God is the one who turned his back on us, we're the ones who've turned our backs on him. I know from personal experience that when we don't hear God, when all we hear is silence, we think God has left us, but we're really the ones who've tuned into a different station. God is still there, and Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Will you let him in? You won't be sorry if you do. The Lord will come, and he'll meet you wherever you are in your walk with Christ. Now, Psalm 55:6 says, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest." We can be at rest with the Lord here on earth. We must be willing to take the leap of faith. We need to let go and let God. Like a hawk, we must leap into the air before we hover. We must give God our concerns before we sprout wings and soar. It's when we release our concerns to God, when we let our hands be open and free to receive God's peace, only then will we soar and see our lives through God's point of view. I don't know where you are in your life right now, but God does. And he loves you. The song you heard, "How He Loves," that shaped my whole Chrysalis weekend. It kept coming up. And he spoke to me through that song. And I hope I spoke to you by playing that song, that he spoke to you through that song. That song reminded me and it reassured me that God will wipe away every tear we've cried. God will take away the pain we've suffered here on this earth. Now the Lord spoke to me through these words. And he said, "Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I've always been Father. I will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you." Now, this necklace was given to me when my transformation was complete. It's a cross with a butterfly on it. And the back of it says, "Christ is counting on you." Had my name on it on a little tag, and it reminded me in the book of life and how all our names are on the book of life. God has a place for each of us, a purpose. And it's hard to describe what he can do to change a life. But I think that we can all be living proof of what he will do, of what he's doing now. Kind of made me speechless after this weekend, but I prayed on what to say. I hope that through this service, somehow you've been touched. You will close with me in prayer. Dear God, help us to release our cares and concerns to you, and transform the weight on our shoulders into wings, and teach us to soar. Fly with Christ. Amen.